access to education and health services, increasing the role of women in society. These are just some of a few difficult areas for many women in Afghanistan. At the UN workshop, participants discussed some practical solutions to the problems Afghan women face. Kabul's Deputy Provincial Governor Mohibullah Mohibi said the province is committed to providing more opportunities for women to participate in decision-making, especially at the district level.
In each district, we have a council of the people, where we have representatives of all sectors and villages. This is a decision-making body at the district level. The needs of the people are prioritized by the members of the council. Unfortunately, the presence of women is insufficient in some districts. We don't have women members in some of the councils. We are trying to increase their presence in decision-making, program development, and implementations.
Kabul Provincial Council member Said Ayari said the workshop is a welcome opportunity to hear directly from women, and noted that coordination among relevant government and non-government organizations needs to be improved.
There are many activities but no coordination. We can get better results if we improve coordination of our activities. The Provincial Council fully supports this issue. Men and women have equal rights under the Afghan constitution, and they should benefit from this provision.
Wrapping up the workshop, the head of UNAMA Central Field Office, Gabriela Erebarna, reiterated UNAMA's commitment to the promotion of women's rights.
We will be following up some of these issues. Some of the issues we will address with district authorities, some of them directly with the governor's office, some of them with the specific line departments. We will not be able to bring change overnight, but we give you our commitment to continue this discussion and to, in fact, take this opportunity to meet, to continue talking to you in the coming years.
Since the fall of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan in 2001, there has been noted progress on women's rights in Afghanistan, compared to when women were totally excluded from society. There are, for example, 64 members of the parliament. The constitution sets down that there must be a minimum of 25% female representation. There are 4 women cabinet ministers and 1 provincial governor, and many women across the country are active in public life and have more opportunities. However, many women still face tremendous difficulties in their life in Afghanistan. The UN is committed to supporting their equal participation and full rule in their own country. Hamid Halimi reporting for the UN Radio, Kabul.